Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
Grand Marshall brings back one of his best efforts, Moondance. Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Doug Obie. He's the author of Money and the Human Condition, Certified Financial Planner. We've been talking about the economy. Doug, let's talk about some global business. Do you think President Trump's trade strategy, and I think it's a strategy, but some people would say that it's not, but let's just call it that for argument's sake. Do you think his trade strategy is protectionism or a negotiating strategy?
I don't think Trump is a protectionist. I think this is very much a global strategy. I think past administrations have been far too lenient with their trade negotiations. And that was, I think, primarily because they were more globalists, and they felt that regardless whether we were getting the short end of the stick on trade or not, just expanding global trade was in our best interest. All right, along with the whole world, it increased everybody's net worth. So that was, I think, the difference in the change in paradigm that Trump has brought. All right, that he's thinking, you know, wait a minute, yeah, we've all benefited, except others have benefited more than us, and we're supporting or funding that growth, and it's time that we, you know, made it a little more fair.
In the 1990s, I got a little bit involved in the NAFTA debate, and I spent some time talking to the NAFTA negotiators. And I could tell, based on what they were saying, as I asked them hard questions, not disrespectful questions, not anti-NAFTA questions, just hard economic, trade, common sense questions, I could tell that they were prepared to not negotiate a deal that was in our best favor, and I heard somebody explain it this way a few weeks ago that I thought was really interesting. He said that after World War II, we were the only country that hadn't been bombed out basically in the world, and so it made sense for America to basically restore the global economy. And we could afford it in those days. We could afford it. We didn't have a lot of competitive pressure, and these people needed help. And so we basically negotiated trade deals that were not to our advantage. We let other people roll over us. We didn't just let them roll over us. We gave them stuff they didn't even ask for. And we have only all these years now, 70, 80 years later, a lot of trade deals have been put together in the last few years. We're still under that method. And I think that's what Trump's trying to break. What do you think?
We downright funded the rebuilding of Europe.
That's right.
Then we forgave the debt. So it's even more so than what you're suggesting. But as far as the trade deals, if you think about, poverty in the world, all right, it makes sense to try and bring up poverty. That's what our tax system is based on. It's a progressive tax system. The wealthy pay much more than the poor. The poor don't pay anything, basically. And so if you take a look at that on a global perspective, all right, then we have to bring up the poorest of the poor in the world, and that would be China, India, parts of Africa. And so if that's our main objective, then Europe and the United States should be subsidizing the poorer countries.
Right, right.
And that's pretty much what we have been doing. But those countries are now starting to get on their feet and become a little wealthier. And I think Trump is just trying to get ahead of the curve and say, okay, it's now we have been going into debt to, you know, provide this for the world in essence, and it's time to try to balance that a little better than it's been in the past.
Well, I think you're right, and if you look at what he's done, whenever he's played hardball that looked like he was being a protectionist or whatever, the other side blinked every time.
Oh, absolutely. And especially
China blinked.
Of course.
And we have to remember, in a global economy like we have right now, if China doesn't buy our soybeans, they've got to go buy them from somebody. And wherever they go, I mean, there's only so many soybeans in the world, right? And so whoever the soybeans sold their soybeans to China, whoever bought them from that that group is going to buy them from us.
Sure. Well, Brazil is providing a ton of agricultural products, especially soybeans, to China right now. All right. China can't afford a trade war, period. They're going to blink a million times. All right. They're going to close their eyes and just take it. Because they are outrageously in debt. Keep in mind, China is a communist regime that has embraced capitalism. Well, the two don't mix. So the only way you can keep people working, because communism promises a job for everybody, all right, is to subsidize failing companies.
Right.
All right, to keep them working.
Yep.
So by doing
that. That's going on right now.
Absolutely. And China's
had to lower their banking standards in the last 30 days to keep the economy from collapsing over there. So they've got a lot of problems over there, folks. And I think this is a good time for President Trump to play a little bit of hardball. I think it is a strategy, and I think it's going to be good for America. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.